can't really blame Donald J. for wanting to overturn the election when he lost. As he told Hope Hicks, his aide and confidant, he was concerned about his legacy, one that would be down the tube if he was ever shown to be a loser. Maybe he and I have very different notions of what constitutes a loser, but for my money, the stuff I actually do pay taxes on, Mr. T was always a loser. Fortunately for him, I think his legacy is pretty secure, just maybe not what he had in mind. If he just stepped away from the mirror long enough, he might realize that history will pass judgment on his presidency, probably sooner rather than later. Attempting to overthrow the government, well, if that doesn't rank him number one in the category of worst and most dangerous man to sit in the Oval Office, I've got a hat I'll eat, maybe two. He has enshrined himself a very special place in history, one that should last far into the future, hopefully. Maybe he won't overtake a Hitler or a Stalin as the worst world leader, but here in the U.S., he takes the cake, and yeah, I know, we've only been a country for a couple hundred years. Still, he wins hands down. So much winning, no one will much care. He lost the second term. It doesn't look like he'll get his face carved onto Mount Rushmore anytime soon, something he'd hoped for. But historians will carve him up for decades to come, if not centuries, dissecting his every tweet, analyzing his mental state, comparing his presidency to Millard Fillmore's, theorizing about his capitulation to a guy like Vlad Putin, parsing his tax records, working through his court depositions and upcoming verdicts, making sense of the fines and prison times. A wealth of information will flood the history books, a wealth the man always craved, and finally, in the end, received. Legacy? Oh yeah, you got it, buddy.